Hey, so 17 years ago, right around this time of the year, it was in between Christmas and New Year's, I walk into an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting after being drunk for 12 years, and I'm sitting there, and I'm literally thinking, this is worthless. Like, what good is this going to do? Sit around in a circle and talk about how bad our life is or how our old drinking stories? Like, I need help. I'm never coming here again. And then somebody stood up and shared from the stage that they had 30 days of sobriety. And I was like, well, that's something I don't have. That's interesting. And then somebody stood up after that and said they had 60 days. They shared their journey and said, I had 60 days, and this is what I want to share about the step that I'm on. And somebody shared 90 days. And then I heard other people talking that had like 12 years, and my mind's blown. And now I'm leaning in like, all right, if something can happen in their life, then maybe I'll stick around. Does anybody in the audience have 30 days that you'd be willing to stand up and be that example for somebody else right now? Man, bro, thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Like, that chokes me up because none of that's planned. I didn't ask those two guys to do that. But what you just did probably gave somebody the hope that I needed. Where I was like, I'm gonna walk out of here, like this is worthless. But I saw that and I was like, all right, I'm listening. In order to tell you what happened to me in my life, I wanna show you a picture. And if you were here yesterday for church, sorry, repeat, but if you weren't, you're gonna get a C because a picture's worth 1,000 words. So I can tell you I was an alcoholic. You might be like, yeah, really? Were you? Probably not as bad as me. It's not a comparison. Here's a picture from that stage of my life. And a guy on staff, he saw that picture. I've never showed it before yesterday. Just like had it and always been really sad about it, actually. I didn't know if people would laugh or cry when they saw it. And he goes, man, was that Halloween? I'm like, no, that was just another night in Austin. Like that was just my life. I was just going down to 4th Street or 6th Street. And I look a little different now on the outside. Outside doesn't matter. What happened is my inside changed. And the way that I want to tell you about how my inside changed is by a story. And this isn't what changed me, but it's analogous to what happened. So high school kid, just punk, roaming around country roads, bored out of my mind, taking a drive with a buddy. And we're driving these backwoods roads, and we come up to this old graveyard. And we're like, all right, let's go see. We get out because we haven't seen anything in a while. So we get out. We're walking through the gravestones, and they're like, Civil War era, like 150, 160-year-old headstones, old. And we get to the back of the cemetery, and there's a brand new one, like pristine. Everything else, moss growing, knocked over. And here this one is, like brand new chiseled granite. We're like, wow, that's weird. Like, who would be out here in the middle of nowhere? And we look down at it, and dude, our breath stops. Because what we see is a birth date of like 1960, with a daughter that was like 1980, and then the death dates already chiseled in, but the death dates were in the future. And it was the trippiest, like it still gives me chills. We were like staring at this like, we need to get out of here, this is bad. Like it was like, I don't know if this is gonna be like a murder-suicide, like what is happening that someone knows a future date and they've already decided, and they've got it so planned, the headstones here. We were freaked out. So these high school kids that we are, we're like, you know, on a high school bus, like a school bus, talking, and we're like, you'll never believe what we saw. Like out there on Bear Creek Road, there's an old cemetery, and there's a future death date for a mom and daughter. And this girl that we're in high school with, she goes, hey, come here. You need to stop talking about that. We're like, why? She's like, my dad is a DA, district attorney. She's like, I know what that is. You should never mention that again. We're like, why? Why? And she's like, she tells us the story. The story was there was an attempted murder on a mom and a little girl. They escaped. The guy went to prison for attempted murder. He's sending cryptic letters throughout the mail. She contacts the authorities. The authorities put her in witness relocation. give her a new name, new social security, new phone number, new address in a new state. Like, they're gone. That old identity is off the books. Then they write up a fake newspaper, send it to the guy in prison and say, hey, just want to let you know your fiance and daughter died in a fiery car wreck. And, you know, if you ever want to pay your respects, they're buried at whatever cemetery. I'm like, what? No idea that stuff actually happened in real life. And so we stopped talking about it. It's been 30 years, so I think we're okay now. And if the guy ever hears it, it's because he's listened to a recovery story, so that'd be all right too. But it's amazing, right? Like, these people, they vanished. They had a new identity, totally new identity. For this guy to never threaten them ever again. He can never harm them. They're free. And that, the reason why I share it, is because it is exactly what Jesus did for me and what he will do for you. It is spiritual witness relocation. Like, new identity in Jesus. It's what the scripture says. You see it on the screen. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. You know that guy, if he gets out of prison, he's going to like be calling, showing up at the apartment, knocking on the door. Some other person answers, hey, where's so-and-so? Oh, she doesn't live here. Like, gone from the books, new identity. He could have visited and seen an actual tomb, like a headstone for the mom and daughter that said like, oh, them, they're dead. Stop the chase, man, they're dead. And that is what scripture says, that the old us who was a slave to sin and Satan is dead. They've been crucified with Christ. And now, as the scripture says, we are a new creation, spiritual witness relocation, to where when Satan comes knocking like, hey, remember me? Time to do your thing. You know, that thing, that addiction. You're like, oh, no. Hey, sorry, I know I look alike, but it ain't me. I don't answer to you anymore. You're not my master anymore. That old guy you're looking for, yeah, he's dead. I got a new life, new identity, totally new identity. So you can carry on. Like, we have no business together, you and me. You're not my master anymore. Got a new master. Set me free from you. It's exactly what Jesus does, is he gives us a new identity as a new creation. And the reason why I keep saying new is because to kick off this new year, we are starting a series of little intro teachings called New. Tonight, new identity, new creation. You're gonna hear new power. You're gonna hear new family, new giftings, new relationships. Like, everything's new when you are in Christ. And he sets us free. Scripture says this identity, that we were sinners. Like, that is the descriptor. That is the noun that we are given as a title when we sin apart from Jesus. Sinners. We were known by what we do so much, there was the name sinners. It's the picture that I had, sinner. But when you trust in Jesus, the New Testament calls you a saint, a holy one. And sometimes people, you know, this side of Christ, they trust in Jesus and they're like, well, you know, I'm just a sinner. It's like, no, you're not. You have a new identity. You're no longer a sinner who saints. You're now a saint who sins. And it makes a huge difference. This new identity that you're a saint, it means holy one. It's what the word is, hagios in the Greek. You're a holy one, set apart, holy unto God. And yeah, you still sin. That's inevitable this side of eternity. But you're now a saint who sins and not a sinner who saints. And it is a huge difference. And that difference can be yours tonight by placing your faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe once and for all for your salvation, or again today for your sanctification. But it's what he does. And hear me, that promise is for you, and all it takes is just the smallest amount of faith to just believe in your heart, God, is what he's saying true for me? Faith. Say, if so, then God, I receive that. I receive that promise that I can be a new creation. The old passed away, new has come.